डिप्टी एनएसए मिस लता रेड्डी, जनरल आदित्य सिंह, मेजर जनरल सचदेव, मिस्टर हर्ष जैन, मिस्टर फिलिक्स मोहिन, डॉक्टर अरविंद गुप्ता एंड ऑल माय फ्रेंड्स ओवर हियर. मॉर्निंग वी हैड हर्ड द एट द टाइम ऑफ रिलीज ऑफ द बुक द लुमिनरीज देयर एनएसए. वी हर्ड मिस्टर नितिन देसाई and Dr. Arvind Gupta also, while giving the brief of the book, the broadly the challenges which we face day to day has been brought out. The issue is that how are we handling the challenges today, and what's the way forward, as the chairperson of the panel has said. As a part of the certain, or as a part of the person who has been dealing with the cyber security initiatives and analyzing the incidents for quite some time, I would certainly not hesitate in admitting that we are not too bad, we are not too good also. The challenges are really surmounting. The entire IT and electronics technology is characterized by the technological obsolescence and fast changing, lot of innovations comes over there. When you deal with innovations, you find that many issues comes over there which we have not even dreamt of it, or which we are not even imagined of those incidences over there. This is entirely a global kind of a space where the entire cyberspace is not a we can say national assets, but I would rather say it's international assets. Any challenges which we need to see, we have to see from the global point of view, not from the local or from the country point of view, because an incident can happen from any part of the world to many parts of the world simultaneously, and this what has been demonstrated. Examples were mentioned about the Georgia or the Estonia, and we have seen many other part of it. Many of you certainly would be surprised that every day the traffic on the internet is hijacked to some extent. At times it's just a show, the proof of a concept some people are trying to have it, technologies. So whole idea is to say that this is a global phenomena. And any attempt, whether in terms of policy or in terms of any other aspect we do, it has to be from the global point of view. The technology which goes in the defending the cyberspace or preventing any cyber breaches is not merely the technological aspect. It's not, we don't have to look largely the technology aspect or only the technological aspect there. Technology plays maybe somewhere around 20-25% kind of a portion there, but it's largely the process and the people which plays a role over there. As the chairperson has said, and the NSA also has said, yes, we do have a lot of manpower, but the issue is whether the manpower is trained or they are capable of handling those scenarios which we find now in the cyberspace. I can give number of cases, some of the cases there. The one of the case which is largely going on is a very, very simple case. It touches everybody's life. 500,000 modems are compromised in the country. 500,000 is not a small number. It's not some sort of a cyber terrorism of cyber incident. But this is being used for how innovatively this is being used for running as entrepreneurship, but ultimately it creates a cyber incident. Some people in some part of the world, I will identify the area, some dial-up modems being produced somewhere in some part of the world, they compromise, they wrote a script on the chip which goes into the modem. That chip, when somebody tries to access the internet site using the dial-up modem, it takes to a certain site located in some part of the world. And that site actually works like a DTH, direct to home, where the service provider, being so many channels there, mix it and then pump it. So this whole thing was not done or is not being done to create a cyber incident, but running as an enterprise, but they are exploiting the cyber breach. Now, this is a very, very innovative kind of a thing. I am accessing, for example, a CNN.com site. Yes, I go to CNN.com site, but then I see the advertisement appearing on the CNN.com site are not those which are appearing on CNN.com site, but somewhere else. So somebody is mixing and earning revenue over part of it. So this is absolutely a global phenomena. We have to see the global challenges part of it. And in my view, the challenges beyond us is the capacity development as well as the procedural part of the aspect, which is very important. We have the technology. We can buy technology from source A, source B, source C, but we can implement. But how do we handle those procedural part? Which becomes, by handling the procedure, we can take care of the almost 30 to 35% of the security breaches. We can handle it. Now, in these two areas, the entire know-how, expertise doesn't lie in one pocket, be it a government or be it the private sector part of it. To handle these two areas, this is a priority. But then we require a cooperation between the all stakeholders, be it a government, public sector, or private sector, or academia. And that, for me, is a challenge ahead. How do we bring these two together to handle, create awareness, and put the procedural part of it, put the capacity development part of it? That's a challenge, and challenge is how to put a framework where we all work together with a common interest, because it affects each and every one. Felix Mohn is here. He certainly realizes. I'm so grateful to him. Whenever we ask him, he comes for the rescue and provides information there. This one aspect. The other aspect which we deal with, which we feel that, is the improving the security posture of the cyber assets in the country. For example, conducting the mock drills. We have been doing this mock drill with the help of the industry. Response has been improving it, but slowly and slowly. I hope in a time to come, this will improve a lot. But we want to bring the industry, largely the critical sector over there, and try to do the mock drills with them so that we can evaluate, we can see the cybersecurity posture part of it. The other challenge, which the rightly NSA has said in the morning, is the incident sharing part of it. In 2005, we had somewhere around 200 odd incidents which we were reported there, though the numbers have gone up it's almost 7,000 incidents which are being reported here. But the number of incidents which are really happening in the cyberspace is much larger than what is being reported there. This is where we have to come forward and put a framework where the industry, academia, and government work together to improve the cyber incident reporting. But that is where we try to learn what are the challenges, how do we handle those challenges, how do we disseminate information to the people, and ultimately improve the cyber security posture in the country. These are the complex issues, and certainly we require the cooperation and help of each and every one. And we will be very open to have suggestion. How do we work together? I think this is what I think that we need to. This is a priority as far as we are concerned. At the certain concern, we are just a priority. How do we handle those interaction between the public and private sector part of it? There are little more things there. I think we can share that, or we can, as the thing proceed, we certainly try to come to some understanding, or try to share how do we handle it. I think more of the things, let other panelists talk about it, and then we can proceed further. Thank you.